You're tuned into Inside Lowell. Inside Lowell podcast brought to you in part by Washington Savings Bank, serving the greater Lowell community for over 130 years. Make the switch now to Washington Savings Bank.
WellPoint. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point.
Boston North Company, offering a wide variety of business solutions to help restaurant and retail clients save money. Boston North. Mahoney Oil Company, providing warmth and protection to families in Greater Lowell and Southern New Hampshire since 1925. That's Mahoney Oil. Francis E. Preventia Insurance. For auto, home, business, and life, trust the agency Greater Lowell has counted on for more than 40 years. Francis E. Preventia Insurance. GoPuff. A grocery store right at your fingertips. Use the code LOWELL20 to receive $20 off your first order of $21, plus free delivery. Download the GoPuff app or visit GoPuff.com today. And by the Massachusetts Pirates, bringing all the hard-hitting action and excitement of arena football to the Songa Center in Lowell. Get your tickets today by visiting MassPiratesFootball.com. And now, time for another Inside Lowell podcast. Inside Lowell. If Lowell is your home, this is your place.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another Inside Lowell podcast, where today we go inside the Massachusetts Pirates. I am your host, Teddy Panos, coming to you from the WellPoint Studios here in downtown Lowell. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole point, your whole health is their whole point. I knew I was going to butcher that one of these times, but we thank you for joining us here on this Inside the Pirates podcast, and we thank our guest for joining us as well. Not only is he a quarterback, the quarterback last week on the Massachusetts Pirates, but he's also a local kid playing high school ball at Westford Academy, and unless I have this wrong, Connor, living in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, currently living in Tewksbury right now.
Yeah, right. So you definitely are a local. Connor Degenhart is our guest today on the Zoom line. How are things going? Are you actually at home in Tewksbury right now?
Yeah, I'm just back at home in my apartment right now. Just me and the dog. My wife's at work and just enjoying a nice little bye week right now.
Yeah, this is your second and I believe your last bye week of the season. How do you guys kind of get to spend those extra days off? Are they really days off? Are you out there? Are you studying a playbook or working on things? How does it work for you?
It's mostly a week to ourselves to kind of rest and recover from a lot of hard work that gets put in. Obviously, we just came back from a 10-day road trip, so being on the road for that long, it's great to have some time to decompress. But being on our own, just we try to get in our own workouts, watch the film from the games, and just kind of get ready to refocus and hit the rest of the season hard.
Yeah, before you get to play at the Songa Center again, though, you have to go back out on the road, right?
We do. We're heading back out to Iowa for our next game.
I laugh when I see some of this. You know, Sioux Falls and Iowa and where were you, in North Dakota? Even though you were playing a team from South Dakota, not to denigrate those areas, but man, where's the Vegas trip? Right, where are some of those more exotic destinations as a road trip for you guys?
I know. I heard that last year they did the little 10-day trip we did, but they were out in Arizona for 2 weeks. So I was kind of jealous when I heard that they got to enjoy some nice weather last year. But I see on the schedule later in the year we're going down to Jacksonville, Florida. So that'll be nice. I think they have us down in San Antonio and some other places like that. So there's good weather places coming up. But I mean, whenever you're on the road, it's all business anyways. There's not a whole lot of time for sightseeing and stuff like that.
So you were kind of a late sign, right? If I remember correctly, the Pirates signed you the week leading up to the season opener or the home opener, right? It was well after they had started practicing, right?
Yeah, I kind of joined on right after training camp wrapped up, a few days before we went down to Green Bay for the season opener.
Kind of a tough position, quarterback, to join midstream. Right? How long did it take you to become familiar with the playbook and the different players around you and the skill set that they possess so that you can best take advantage of them?
It's been a work in progress every single day. First of all, trying to learn names, get familiar with the guys. I feel like I've done a great job kind of building some good relationships with the staff and with the players here over the last month. Mm-hmm. Just coming indoor from playing outdoor my entire life, it's like a whole new game. So it was a little bit of a learning curve at first. And I feel a lot more comfortable now than I did 5 weeks ago heading out to Green Bay. Coach Bones makes everything super accessible with the playbook. Everything is easy to teach, and he's a good teacher as well. So I just did my best to kind of learn from the vets, take mental reps at practice, and watch as much film as I could. So just day by day trying to get more comfortable.
Yeah, and you certainly seem to be, and you've been thrust into some game action that I want to talk about. But how did you kind of get here, right? How did that football journey evolve from playing for Westford Academy for 4 years? And you also played basketball, by the way, taking advantage of your 6'6" height. But you went to Holy Cross, New Haven, and how did you end up here on the radar of Jawad and the Pirates and actually getting signed on a very successful indoor football league team?
Yeah, I mean, the past couple of years have been crazy. Just kind of, you never know where you're going to end up. And I've tried to just keep myself open to whatever opportunities the world brings me and make the most out of them. And I think case in point, where I really learned that from was when I grad transferred to the University of New Haven. It maybe wasn't the opportunity I was most looking for going from Division I to Division II, and ended up being the best 2 years of my life, really. It was a great two seasons there, and kind of what really jump-started and gave me a chance at a pro career. After I graduated, did all the draft training for the NFL draft last season, and then I ended up getting invited to rookie minicamps with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Seattle Seahawks. So that was just about a year ago this week. I was down trying to make those NFL rosters, and it didn't end up getting going exactly how I wanted it to go. I didn't end up getting signed. So I kind of had to try to move on, find another opportunity to keep playing. And then about a month after that, I had gotten drafted by the former XFL champions, the Arlington Renegades. So I was excited about that opportunity. So I'd been training for that for just about 6 months. And then a few weeks before the season starts and there's a merger between the XFL and the USFL, half the teams in the league get cut. I end up getting released as well. So at that point, I kind of figured maybe my football journey was done. I was working, kind of trying to experiment with what does life look like after football. And then I got a phone call from Jawad, and he said that they were interested in bringing me in and signing me. He told me a lot about the game and the team, and I was actually familiar because when I was at Holy Cross, Coach Chesney had brought us to a Mass Pirates game in 2019. So I was definitely familiar with the team. He let me know they moved down to Lowell and that they were playing at the Songus, which is 15 minutes from my apartment. So it only made sense, and it's been a great experience these past 5 weeks.
You know, one of the things I didn't know about indoor football in this league until I really started getting into it when the Pirates moved to Lowell was the level of competition that you guys have played. You're not the first story. Pretty much every one of your teammates that I've spoken to in the previous weeks has had some run with NFL camps. Some have actually played, like Matt Elam. You, though, you almost like you were like kind of in a ground zero for quarterback play, right? You were at a camp where on the team that Patrick Mahomes plays on, right? What's it like to try to kind of make that squad? Not an easy gig, I bet.
Definitely not easy. I mean, football is a very, very tough business, and you just kind of have to go into every opportunity believing in yourself and just giving everything your best chance and knowing that some things play in your favor and some don't, and never taking it personal and letting it reflect upon your own self-worth. So being down there was an amazing opportunity. I think I made a lot of great impressions. Getting to learn from a week from Andy Reid and getting to learn from a week from Pete Carroll and Shane Waldron and the guy on the Seattle staff, an amazing experience. The players that they have out there are absolutely unreal. You see Kansas City win all these Super Bowls, and just how they run their rookie mini camp, it was absolutely no surprise to me why they're so successful. It's just a different level of attention to detail and competition. So that was just a great learning experience and something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
No Taylor Swift sightings for you, though, right?
No Taylor Swift sightings. I think that was a little early in the season.
Kelsey kept her under wraps till then. Who did you model yourself after growing up? Was it kind of like a player you wanted to emulate? The natural inclination would be to guess for me, Tom Brady, right, growing up in this area. But was there a quarterback or player in particular you kind of fashioned yourself after?
Yeah, I mean, obviously growing up in New England, you see Tom Brady every day, and who else better is there to want to be growing up and playing quarterback, the ultimate competitor, the ultimate winner, the goat of all goats. So I've loved Tom Brady my whole life and tried to do my best to emulate that winning mentality. But my favorite player always growing up was Aaron Rodgers. I have in my house back in Westford, I have a big fat head of Aaron Rodgers down in my basement. I would watch Aaron Rodgers highlights every day on YouTube. My dad got me one of my favorite Christmas gifts ever. My dad got me a signed Aaron Rodgers NFL football that I still have in my room. So that's kind of just who I want to be, who I want to play like, and who I tried to model my game after, maybe. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady who are just one of one. So I've kind of always tried to just be myself and just try to pick up on tips and tricks that those guys are able to use along the way.
So before you guys headed out on the road and you got your real opportunity to shine, you did play a couple of series. The last home game, I was there, and I remember, I think Alejandro took up, nobody ever said anything, but he took quite a hit, and I could hear that helmet cracking, and I instantly thought, you know, oh, that's a concussion, something would happen. And you got on in. First, what was it like actually playing at the Songhees Center, an arena where you actually used to go watch pro hockey, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, it was cool. I remember the first time coming into the arena and everything was all set up with the turf down and the boards up. And I was like, wow, like this is kind of surreal. Like I used to be here as a kid up in the stands and now I'm down on the field playing. And it's a really cool environment. You have all the kids hanging over the bench looking to get autographs and high fives. And I remember when I was young and doing stuff like that. So it's a great environment. I think it's the perfect place for the Mass Pirates to be based on, you look at the history of success of the teams like the Spinners and the Loch Monsters who became the Lowell Devils. And I think that it's a great city and a great opportunity for us as a team to really embrace the community.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. And I don't think you guys get to see it at halftime because you're in the locker room, but they actually bring youth teams. And there was actually a Pop Warner team one week that was out there on the field playing, and then local high school kids are playing as well. So it's really great for the community. So let's fast forward a little bit to last week. You guys went on the road and Alejandro actually followed up that hard hit, but he actually played in the first road game. And then all of a sudden last week, he was a last minute scratch. Did you truly not know until the day of the game that you were going to be starting, or did you guys get tipped off a little earlier?
Stuff had kind of been up in the air all week. I remember the day after the game, our coach come up to me and just saying, just be ready to go next Saturday if we need you. And that, I mean, that's no surprise to me. I'm always ready to go, whether Alejandro's 100% healthy or completely banged up. I think it's better to stay ready than to have to get yourself ready at the last minute. So I knew that he was limited at practice a little bit during the week, kind of trying to rehab and fight through things. So I was able to get a lot of reps at practice, which I think helped prepare me. And then when they told me that it was going to be my shot to go out there and start, I couldn't have been more excited.
And you've certainly lived up to the opportunity. 4 touchdowns, leading the Pirates to another win, 43-38, if I get the score correctly. And of course, you didn't have all your weapons at your disposal, but arguably the team's best receiver, Isaac Zeko, was also kind of a last minute scratch. So you had to kind of make do with some other guys and find different places to spread the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all knew we were shorthanded going into the week. But I think what the guys know is that there's a reason that every single person is on this team, and Zeko, Drew, great players, of course. Everyone on the roster is going to make a contribution when they get in there. Going from Zeko to then Dallas Daniels stepped in and did a great job for us. Someone who me and him get to get a lot of reps together at practice on scout team. So it's guys that I'm still familiar with. Obviously Thomas Owens has all the experience in the world out at receiver. And then T.O. Redding has just amazing ability to make plays. So guys I throw to a lot during practice, and then definitely a level of comfortability there in the game.
It has to make your job easier to have so many skilled players. I mean, the talent, especially a receiver on this team, is really out of this world.
Yeah, it's just it's an absolutely crazy level of talent, which when showing up in at practice day one, I had honestly no idea what to expect. I've played Division One, Division Two, NFL, was looking to play XFL, now down to the IFL. You never know what the level of talent is going to be somewhere until you get out there on the field. And I've just been super, super impressed since I've been here with how good top to bottom our roster is. Everyone in here has played in the NFL at some point. And there's definitely a reason that these guys are still playing. I mean, they love the game. And I think there's guys on this team that have all the skill in the world to be able to play a whole bunch of different places. So makes my job easy for sure.
So what is Alejandro's status for the upcoming game? If you're at liberty to discuss things, is this going to be kind of a long-term situation for you stepping in and filling in? Or is he expected to be back after the bye?
Honestly, I have no idea. We haven't had anything going on this week. I know that everyone's going in, getting treatment, and trying to get healthy this week. We haven't really had any meetings or discussion. I haven't seen Dro at all since we left the airport. So I don't know what's really going on. We'll be back to meetings on Monday and then practice on Tuesday. I think that the coaches will just evaluate everything from there.
All right. Well, we certainly don't wish him any ill health or anything, but if you get more opportunities, we won't root against it here in the greater Lowell area, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Connor Dagenhart, the local kid on the Massachusetts Pirates and the quarterback who led them to victory last week. Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you to Connor, and thank all of you for joining us as well here on the latest Inside Lowell podcast. As we like to say, if Lowell is your home, this is your place.